Aria, and I'm going to show you today how to use the small Fabio's chest. I'll show you how to mount it, I'll show you how to pack it, and some features on here that are pretty neat that you might want to know. Okay, so where are my snacks? Thank you. This is how I deserve to be treated. Thank you very much. Okay, let's get into this. So we're in the dog days of summer here, where I don't need as much stuff on me. So I have this little Fabs Abs. Soon it'll be cooler and I'll need more layers. Maybe I'll bring a down jacket or a sweater or some long socks, which is why I'm gonna switch it out so I can carry more stuff here. So Fabs Abs is calm enough. Small Fabs chest going on. Taking it off. Summertime is over. We're taking it. It's off. So now we're putting the Fabio's chest, small size, on here. It's got these two Velcro mounts in the back. Say, how much does Velcro hold in weight? Has a sheer strength of around 12 to 15 pounds per square inch. A square inch is like this. That's like from there to there. On the YouTube, so you get on that. Okay, so we have to mount this. There is 3 points, the Holy Trinity, 1, 2, 3. Okay, these two are for the handlebars, and this is for the tub tube. Okay, check this out. When you're mounting, make sure that your strap, you see that white bone? Make sure your strap is going behind there so you can disperse
the load.
Holding on to more of the bag that way. You heard? So,
nice,
get this in nice and tight. Tight, 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 like so. And then this tail follows all the way down to meet. I like to pull this all the way down so that the D-ring is at the tippy top. So
real nice.
The last thing after 1, 2 points is this down here. Some of you may find that it's in the wrong daisy chain. You can go ahead and loop that through one that makes sense for your bike. So, okay, so in this zone, for people who have cable in the way here, my mechanic does this neat thing where he puts some housing right there just to prevent too much friction, right?
But it doesn't really matter too much.
Okay, so your bag ships to you just like this, which we call basket mode. Let's take a look inside. So, the big rollout goes in, like so. You can pull the center loop all the way taut like this so it's not dangling about. And then this, you do the same thing. No dangle, please. Thank you, unless it's a bong. So then you could use the magnetic closure right here, these fidlocks. Here or here. And that's a really nice feature because when you're riding, you can kind of ba-bam, wha-cha, ba-bam, wha-cha.
Yeah, use it like a basket.
It's great. Next up, let's stuff this thing to its max. We'll pack this as if we're going on a nice bike tour. Whether it's overnight or you're going doing the Tour Divide, you pretty much need the same stuff. You need a tent, you need a pad, so on and so forth. So let's get it all in here. Where's my stuff? Okay, so this is all of my camp stuff. We also make this bag. This is a small Sackville shop sack from Rivendell Bicycle Works, sewn in the great state of Connecticut. Okay, so in here you can see Roll Top has been freed, liberated, tent, all the way in. Squish, squishy. Got my sleep pad. This is my sleeping bag. Pretty big, but I really like to be warm, so I'm taking that bag. And I've got my trusty poncho. I've got, so cute, got my trusty poncho also going in there. And then I've got my pillow and electronics. I'll put the electronics in here, why not? But the pillow I can put in this side's pocket, like this. And now, this isn't super well packed right now, so it's a bit lumpy, but you probably will have clothes and snacks and other things. Roll top, rolled, clipped, center pole. Extremely important to have this going over the whole system because you're gonna use the center pole to essentially bring your bag up and hold it there. This is a great design. See, do you see how much that lifted? Like, this is Dolly Parton's face and it's 1996. Lifted, honey. This is the pet peeve. When people do this with, like, as if they have no fabric equity up here. Come on. We got a whole system here that'll protect everything. So in this case, I would flip it up right here because to me, that's good. From here, I would move. Did you know this? In here. Bada bing. You know the rest. Over here, same side. Well, you do one thing to one side, you gotta do the same thing to the other. Said the Libra about balance. So check it out. This is a lot better of a fit than having just a little bit of cover on top here. So this is what it should look like. No little flappy at the top. Let's go full flappy in the front like this. Now, you saw everything that I packed in here. So let's see how much room I actually have. Check it out. Can you see? Can you see it on the camera here? 2 inches. Okay, so from here, can you see this?
This is the size of the bag.
So what are you looking for here? Right here? We're looking at a solid 9 inches. Okay, now let's look at the clearance across this bar here. We've got about 16 inches, yeah? 16 good inches. Okay, enough measurements. Get me a drink. Who's got my drink? Oh. Nice touch with the straw. So as far as fit goes, these bars are Nitto 151s that my mechanic has flared out a little bit, but from hood to hood, we're talking 46 cms. Bam. Let's say you can stuff this pillow inside, yeah? You can pop this up. Did you see what I did there? Ba-bam. Pop it up and cinch the strap up so it goes all the way up there. And now you effectively have flattened that area. So, lots of space here. You know what? Hey, will you bring me a large, please? Very good. Off you go. So, you can see that the large is not gonna work on this bike, so you might need different handlebars, but we're talking about, like, you're messing up my flow, man. It's 2 inches wider. You can see this is about 2 inches wider on either side and the pockets much taller. You can fit a Nalgene in this one, I heard. So if you're the largesse of your chest is too much for the bike, there's support. AKA if your bag needs a little bit more room, there is the Rod Stewart pec deck chest support system made in Portland, Oregon by my good friend Sal, who I love. Right here. Get a load of the simple design, Triangulation Nation. You dig?
Now push down on it, show.
I'm being instructed to give it a good push down so we can show you how strong it is. Ready for this? Ready. Check it out. There's nothing in here, but this thing is not going to go anywhere. You know, you could probably put a toddler in here, a small dog, a cat that's willing and able. You saw how strong it was in the front, and this, goodness gracious, pardon the appearance, because Ronnie's working on this, but this works just fine in the back, too. Like so. You need to work on this thing, Jan. A handsome, versatile, classic bag, the Fabio's chest in a small size here, whether you're going on an overnighter, whether you're going on a long century day ride like I like to do, or you're going on an epic tour to the grocery store, to the farmer's market, to the grocery store, to the office, to the mall, to the sweat driven down these. You're killing my vibe, man. You're killing my vibe. Okay, let me start over. I'm out of here. I'm tired. People were not very good at serving me today.